Now let's lead off with two Bloomington arts programs, which are among the dozens statewide hoping to cash in on a one-time windfall of state funding. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
The state's new capital plan includes $50 million for arts-related facility and infrastructure projects. Doug Johnson is executive director of the McLean County Arts Center. He was part of a statewide lobbying effort with the Arts Alliance of Illinois that urged freshman Governor J.B. Pritzker and the state legislature to boost funding for a sector of the economy that the group claims has been sorely overlooked in recent years. Johnson quotes a study he did for the Alliance, which showed nearly one in five arts nonprofit groups in the state collapsed during the budget stalemates of recent years.
To have this infusion to help revitalize those existing arts organizations can make a tremendous difference for the cultural life of our entire state.
Johnson would like to see some of that money flow to Bloomington, in particular for the Arts Center he's been running for 18 years. Parts of the building date back more than a century, and there's a creativity center nearby. The Friends of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts has been fundraising for that project.
That was the whole impetus for participation. Not only were we able to represent downstate when we met with leaders in the state capitol, but we have a vested interest in improving the cultural life of our community, and these dollars will allow us to do that.
Johnson says these arts programs are true economic drivers that can demonstrate the dollars they bring to their communities and will bring the workforce that communities want.
And it's not an elitist enterprise. Ultimately, you know, the types of community development and economic support and development of a creative workplace, those things make a difference for all of us.
Johnson says the $50 million funding boost is close to four times what the state has been giving arts programs. In recent years, it's being paid for through a doubling of the state's gas tax and increases in the tobacco tax and vehicle registration fees. The Illinois Arts Council will determine how the funds will be distributed. I'm Eric Stock.